Friday, April 24th has a beautiful code of romance, sensuality, and fun. So if you are in a relationship and you can create a date night for yourself, this is a beautiful time to do that. You definitely feel a nurturing, a surge of freedom that ignites healing, and it just envelops your heart with both freedom and love. So you're blending love and courage today, and that enables you to connect at a very, very high level. So that means connect with others. That could be business, that could be personal. It certainly will set you free in some way. This is a wonderful day for abundance, financial flow, especially when you tune into your free-spirited nature and focus on harmony and healing. The moon sextiles Neptune today, and that enhances your psychic abilities. You feel more delicate, light, sweet, the spiritual energy. Your dreams may intensify as you receive wonderful insights as well, which always happens with Neptune, and certainly mystical experiences are plenty now if you tune in, and they may shift your perspective in some way. Then Saturday the 25th is a very big day. We have huge events in the stars. In the code, the numerology code, 25 reduces to 7, and the whole date adds up to 15, which is a 6, and then we're in an 8 universal month. So the 6-7-8 code is activated today. Now, this brings a lot of forward momentum, but it also puts a focus on your family and on really using meditation to step into leadership. So really listening and leading from that place of inspiration. So it's a gorgeous day for nurturing, for healing, for, you know, a chance to feel very embraced while feeling also vulnerable and open and being able to then share your deepest feelings and inner concerns and promptings. Now, unexpected events may also come into play to shift you energetically, bringing things into balance. And you also feel encouraged in knowing that your only true responsibility is to attend to your own well-being, and that that then will spill over into nurturing the well-being of others. So there's a lot of healing and love and abundance in the code today. Now, let's go to the big events in the astrology, because we have Pluto stationing retrograde today on the same day that Mercury squares Pluto. So that informs the whole retrograde, since they both happen at the same time. And here's the amazing part of it. So Mercury squares Pluto the same moment Pluto retrogrades, and the retrograde happens at 25 degrees in Capricorn. And 25 degrees Capricorn is a powerful activation of the number 25, because it's April 25th that this happens. So it's a double 25 code. And that means that your ability to meditate, get inspired, be in contact with nature, research, open up the vault to truth, listen, allow heaven to come to earth, meaning allow yourself to receive those intuitive aha moments. Those are greatly accentuated. It's a very powerful day of transformation and silence. So I want you to really take that time. It's going to be a very intense period, this Pluto retrograde, because it's informed by the initial contact with Mercury. As it changes direction, Mercury is squared to Pluto. So it's a great time these next few months to research topics that are really unusual, that are online. Mercury covers online. It covers information. It covers communication. So you are going to uncover secrets. And these secrets may shock you. This is a square. They may surprise you, because you're going to discover things about certain people or ideas or groups or structures or political parties or people who you admire that are very different than you imagined. And so the fact that Mercury is exactly square the same day Pluto goes retrograde is really a sign of the, there's going to be almost like this extreme change of direction in terms of your ability to see things and think things through, because Pluto uncovers what was not seen. Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio. So it's going to literally unveil something that was hidden. Scorpio is the most secret of all signs, and Pluto uncovers the truth. So you don't want to go to the area of extremes where you get consumed. You want to stay in a place where you can be calm as you uncover whatever truth it is that you discover. And so as you get these results, you don't want to go to a place of drama or a place where you get so consumed that you go down the rabbit hole and join the darkness or uncover something where you just, you know, can't separate the energy from yourself. You can't take the bird's eye view. You don't want to go there. Pluto can get very obsessive, and Mercury is very much about doing research and digging into information and communicating that information, or watching something or reading something that communicates something to you. So you definitely want to investigate. You want to get to the core of the truth, but you don't want to join and get sucked into the drama of what you uncover. You just want to look at it from a place of openness, because you are transforming. Things are changing rapidly. You must actually do this uncovering. It's very important because of the code that's in play with the double 25-7, which is also about research and listening to your intuition. And then Pluto is about uncovering secrets, and Mercury is about doing that by listening to information, right? Communication that's coming through. So you're releasing many, many lifetimes of fear, and you're allowing yourself to be transformed. And ultimately, what you uncover at this time is going to really empower you. It's very, very transformative, this particular Pluto retrograde. I can't stress that enough. And also keep in mind that Mercury and Pluto are both part of the initial stellium that happened in January. That stellium was comprised of Pluto and Saturn, the 500-year event, and Mercury and the Sun, which is what made it a stellium. So whenever they come together during this year, it is very important because it is activating the narrative of that stellium, which is to set us free from the old structures, the old paradigms. And so that means the old ways, the ways that we were used to, the structures that we believed in, you know, the whole way of life, the way we lived it, the way we planned it, what made us feel secure, is completely dissolving. And so this Mercury-Pluto contact is giving us the information we need to move through some of the shift so that we can acclimate and get the actual info, the data, the intel on it. And so you may go into matters of truth that cover a lot of things: religion, academia, the economy, politics, spirituality, really everything. And you definitely will uncover things that you just did not see, were not aligned with, because you were putting your focus in another place, and maybe heard about, maybe rejected earlier, maybe resisted earlier, maybe felt some kind of inkling of truth earlier, but did not pursue that. All of that is now being brought into the light through Pluto. And so if it was not something you resonated with earlier, you may now uncover the reason behind your discomfort or intuitive unease and say, okay, maybe there is something to this. So as long as you stay in balance and see it with a bird's eye view, and be open to surrendering to something that actually now feels congruent, then you're going to be completely fine. So, yeah, that happens the same day Pluto stations retrograde. As I said, starting around the 15th of April, Pluto really starts slowing down. And so it's like a 4 week period, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, where Pluto really is at a standstill because it moves so slowly. So now it's in retrograde on the 25th, and it retrogrades at 25 degrees Capricorn. So, like I said, that's the 25-25 portal, which reduces to seven. And seven means that you need to feel this sense of being on your own, finding your own way. In a way, you may sometimes feel isolated because you're just on this discovery that takes you to places that maybe you need to explore on your own initially. But it's going to spiritually connect you with your spiritual family, with your soul family, as you investigate more and more, read more and more, take a time out to digest and assimilate and consider things. And you know, this is just a big time. We're all in a transformation and want to release and release the toxins and be in a place where we can take control over those things that may have been self-destructive, right? That's the stellium in Capricorn. And now are coming into perspective, are coming into conscious awareness. So we have a way now to take control and remove those things, those ideas, those beliefs that we now don't want anymore, that have completed themselves, that have outlived their capacity to help us grow. And we now need to leave those behind, transform the life, death, rebirth of Pluto, so that our spiritual power is increased and we can take the lead with a sense of total mastery, a spiritual mastery, a personal mastery, and really step up into a place of tremendous empowerment. And this is really what Pluto represents in the end, is that empowerment. The distancing from being controlled from others and the welcoming of control that you own, right? That this direction of spiritual service that truly puts you in line with source and gives you all the courage you need. So this changing direction of Pluto on the 25th at 25 degrees in Capricorn is deeply spiritual. It's helping us because it's asking for a timeout in order for us to eliminate, release, purge, so we can outgrow certain habits, beliefs, and directions, decision-making processes, cultural paradigms, all sorts of paradigms, and then rebuild a new earth, a new way of living in love, in light, in truth, in a profound new way. And then we move to April 26th, and on that day we have Mercury square Jupiter, Sun conjunct Uranus, so another big, big day. In the code, the 26th is an 8, so a double 8 is activated again. April is an 8 universal month. And there's also a 16-7, so it's a beautiful day of rest, reinvigoration. The double eight code, of course, brings abundance as well. Courage, leadership attracts many, many opportunities. And what we want to do is focus on our heart, focus on listening, focus on heart-centered listening, right? Listening closely. And that will allow us to implement with tremendous power. And it also activates financial flow as well. So then we have Mercury square Jupiter. And, you know, Mercury just formed a square to Pluto the day before, the same day Pluto goes retrograde, but now it's the 26th and it squares Jupiter. Well, Jupiter and Pluto just had the conjunction earlier this month. That's why Mercury is forming the same transit to both one day at a time, or one day following each other. And it's a short-lived transit. It means basically that you have a new way of broadening your view of life, making it more positive, and looking at smaller details, bypassing any lack of responsibility and concentrating on what inspires you in a positive way. So Jupiter's coming around and saying, what you say, how you express yourself, how you think the words has to not come from an egotistical place, but has to come from a compassionate place of hope and healing. So you only want to say things that you really mean, that give you hope. And you don't want to promise anything that you cannot fulfill. And you certainly don't want to overestimate your abilities when making plans or making offers of support to others. So this is a very important time to be in total integrity about that. Now, business transactions are definitely favored, and your ability to think through concepts and engage in a big vision is greatly enhanced. Then we also have the Sun conjunct Uranus today, the 26th. So that second transit is very exciting. Sun conjunct Uranus, because Uranus is the ruler of the new age of Aquarius. And so this is a very important conjunction. It brings unexpected things into play. It brings freedom. It can bring rebellion. It certainly is a kind of nervous energy that's activated, a kind of restlessness. And so you want to take that again into your hands by moving into a higher vibration of self-awareness and creativity and activating your psychic abilities. Because when Uranus conjuncts the Sun, it's conjuncting your inner light. Uranus is the inventor, very intuitive, the breakthrough planet. So those are all very heightened within you. And so you have this sense of, okay, I can be unconventional. I can break away. I can tap into excitement and an adventure. And the only thing you want to guard against here is impulsiveness. So taking risks that are just dangerous, or being rebellious for the sake of being rebellious, right? So sort of this immature approach to the Uranian energy. And you don't need to have that happen, because the potential with this transit is that it can be very erratic. But you can take control of this narrative. You can take control of this energy, because it happens in Taurus. Taurus is very calm and centered and grounded. And so that means you can also take advantage of the inspiration and the adventure and the release and the freedom and liberation while staying in a place of grounding. And then we have on the 27th of April, the number 17, universal date activated, the immortality number. So this is a very lovely day of tremendous leadership powers. Compassion and courage are truly magnified today in a magnificent way. The double 8 code is active again empowering you through the number 27, unconditional love, kindness, wise leadership. So let go of any fears you have. Don't make fear your currency. Allow love and liberation to be your currency. Loving authority is your go-to keyword of the day. So lead with compassion. Infinite resources are at your disposal with this code. The 888 guarantees extra energy, extra support, extra courage. So in the stars, we have the moon sextile Mercury, and that activates your mind, your intuition, allows your communication to be very heartfelt, and allows you to feel your way into every conversation easily. So you can express yourself. News and letters, short trips are favored. It's really a great time to just share in any way possible. Your mind and heart and intuition are also all in sync today. It's really beautiful. Then on the 28th, we have the number 28101. And then the total universal date is 18, which is 9. So 1 and 9, beginnings and endings. So it's a big day of shifts. New beginnings are releasing the past. And that's a big theme. So be open to fresh ideas. They instill courage, the wisdom to proceed, and at the same time, let go of what is no longer needing to be part of your life. It has outlived its welcome now. It is not helping you grow. So an internal fire is igniting today. It's fueling a great desire to manifest your divine mission through compassion, through service. So be bold. You're going to attract blessings. Definitely take a time out because of the number 18-9. It means you need to attend to health and healing today. Okay. And opportunities for leadership are also enhanced as well. Now, Mercury squares Saturn today. And so this is going to prompt you to just be careful with how you speak, what words you choose to use. Because Saturn can be critical and you don't want to go there. You definitely want to be responsible about how you communicate. So Mercury is also about paperwork because it governs any kind of communication. So if you have any, you know, tidying up to do, meticulous work to do, your desk needs to be cleared, bills need to be paid, pay attention to those things that require your attention regarding any kind of responsibilities that cover communication. This transit can sometimes make you feel like you're not able to communicate your thoughts as easily. So in that case, just keep them to yourself. If you can't communicate them with ease, wait for another moment if that's an issue for you today. On Wednesday the 29th, we have a very powerful code of lots of ones activated. 29 reduces to 11, and the whole date adds up to 19. Which reduces to 10 and 1. So 29 and 19. So there's a lot of 9 energy as well. So there's also release and endings. Very powerful code. Now 19 is the Prince of Heaven number, so it governs the sun and your light. And so many new doors can open for you today because beginnings are everywhere when there's so many ones around. So you want to tap into your inner innovator, inspiration, creativity. You want to wake up to that next step in your career because a new world of opportunities is arriving at your doorstep now, and you need to just trust your intuition and choose and proceed with passion, exhilaration, and exuberance. Your intimate relationships, one-on-one meetings, they're very much about creating a fresh start today. You're just raising your vibration and you're just feeling wonderful harmony and peace. The moon sextiles Chiron today, which means love is in the air. You're being healed by the power of compassion. So allow your heart to feel that tenderness and that sensitivity and share your nurturing with others. As you love, you are healed. So you now understand how emotions can help or hinder your spiritual awakening. Healing is greatly enhanced today as that tenderness of the code of moon sextile Chiron just stimulates you. You just feel the vibration of people around you very, very deeply, and it translates into compassion towards the needs of others. So you really respond to others with that sense of love in your heart. A wonderful day for emotional healing. And then we come to the final day of April, the 30th. And this beautiful day, this Thursday, adds up to 11. So on the final day of April, this powerful month where we rejuvenate our hope for the future, we feel empowered, we get abundance to flow. On this day, this final day, we have an 11 universal date. The 11 portal opens up into the number 30, which is joy that is divinely protected. This very amazing code. So you feel very connected to source. You feel in touch with the creative in you. You feel peace and joy infusing your heart. And it means you can relax and know that all is good. All is as it should be. Love, romance, friendships, they're all taken to a new level of intimacy and happiness. And any communication you have is enhanced by synchronicity. So that inspiration from the universe is speaking through you in code today, in symbols. And it allows you to not feel divided. The shadow side of 11 is division and incompletion. And so if you feel that connection to source, to joy, to self-expression, to creativity, it will keep you from feeling distracted and complacent. So it's a very highly positive code today if you follow the thread of joy. Now, Mercury is conjunct Uranus on this final day of April, and that is the final transit of the month, of course. And it's so lovely because Mercury is the lower mind, Uranus is the higher mind, and when they come together, it really stimulates both inspiration and your ability to think through the inspiration you receive and make it practical as it moves into the lower mind. So there's a sense of excitement in your interactions, your daily routine, and it really has a very stunning inspirational impact on your brain. So your creative work can be incredible because it is infused with originality, with that creative spark. You know, Uranus is genius. And so I really want you to just trust that intuition. You may receive unexpected news today, and it's fine. This is a good time to receive unexpected news because your ability to react is rapid. It is not static or stuck. And so it's wonderful for a flexible approach. So being very quick with your response time to any unexpected events is, of course, very important at this time. It's a really wonderful way to end the month. It's an energy of accepting that you are unique and that unusual events and people will appear in your life at any time and can happen all the time, and that's okay. That's part of the unique expression of all life on Earth as we interact with each other, right? And our co-creators with each other. And this is the number 30, is the creative side of the inspiration process, how we co-create. So you want to respect those people in your life who exhibit that kind of unique unusualness in their perspective, because they all have something to contribute in this beautiful life that we're creating on Earth right now. So have a beautiful month of April. I hope you enjoy this incredible shift that's taking place on Earth right now and make the most of it. It's really extraordinary times that we're living in. And as we move into May, which will be a 9 universal month of culminations, of endings, of unconditional love, of the collective coming together in remarkable new ways, this is going to be tremendous as we navigate these times. So I really look forward to taking you into that month of May next month. And in the meantime, have a absolutely wonderful month of April. Bye-bye for now, and lots of love.